Today's Namaste Yoga is about truth and action with your inner critic. Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa West, and welcome to Namaste Yoga number 282. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you to Squeeze Yoga Clothing for my clothes. Today I'm wearing long blue leggings and a red bamboo top with a dancing shiv on the front. And it's really cold here today. It's hard to believe that summer is only a few days away. But we do live in a temperate climate here in Victoria, so as I like to tell Tim, every day is toque day here in in Victoria, BC. And it's surprising I'm not wearing a toque today. Tim says it's not that cold, but it's a toque day. And thanks to Dusky Leaf for our prompts today, you will need a wall and you may need box, and you'll need your, I'm not sure you'll need your tie actually. I have it with me. You'll need a meditation cushion or a chair to sit on for our seated mudra, and I think that's all you'll need today. I have an iTunes review from the UK today. So this is from a user. It's a username, not a name. And it says, the title of it is Melissa's Podcast Get Better and Better. I like that. So much here to enjoy. So real. I take Melissa and Tim everywhere with me. Compliments perfectly my weekly class. So I love that this person goes to a studio and practices with a live teacher too, because that's great. You get to have somebody looking at your alignment and helping make adjustments as well. So it's a great compliment. I agree. And they say, someone give them an award. So thank you so much for your iTunes reviews. If you watch on iTunes, we really appreciate you taking the time to leave your 5-star reviews and comments there. And if you leave your website there as well, we'll give you a little plug at the beginning of our show as well. So we would love to do that for you at the beginning of our show. And it also helps other people just like you find us on iTunes. So if you watch on your iPad or your iTVs and all that good stuff, take the time to leave us a review. We appreciate that. So we are on our penultimate class of the Inner Critic series. And this series relies on cumulative knowledge. So if you haven't started from the beginning of the Inner Critic series, you need to go back and start from 276. That's where we started. And then do each class in succession. And we'll see you here once you've done that. Okay, so go ahead and lie down on your back. Make yourself comfortable. Tuck your shoulder blades underneath you. Turn your palms up. Check in with your low back. You can press into your feet, lengthen out through your tailbone. If your low back isn't uncomfortable at all, you can lengthen your legs out as well. Take a deep breath in through your nose and let it fall out of your mouth. And allow yourself to arrive here now. Over the last few weeks, we have been digging deeper through the layers of our inner critic to discover the truth. We've been detaching from our inner critic and asking, is that true? And this week, we will go a step further and explore what it's like for you to act in your truth, separate from your inner critic. With discernment, you can take a step back and see if now is the time to put your truth in action. It might not be time to act on your truth, and sometimes the best action is to not act, to pause, to wait. In this class, we will ask ourselves, might the voice of my inner critic begin to fade in the light of action? Or is my inner critic overwhelming me or putting me into paralysis and keeping me from putting my truth into action? So begin by focusing on your physical body. Notice what's true for you now in your physical body. Then take a deep breath in through your nose and let it fall out of your mouth. And tune into your breath. Without needing to fix or change it in any way, notice what's true for you now about your breath. And then take a deep breath in through your nose and let it fall out of your mouth. And tune into your thoughts. What's on your mind? Without judging these thoughts or making any of these thoughts bad, what's true about your thoughts right now? And then take a deep breath in through your nose and let it fall out of your mouth. Now become aware of your emotions. What's true about how you're feeling? And then you're going to begin to start to move and wiggle and stretch out. And take your arms and legs into the air. And notice what it's like for you to respond and move in your truth right now. So without noticing how I'm going to move, notice how you want to move your arms and legs in the air. And also notice to what extent your inner critic keeps you from acting in your truth. So moving your arms and legs in the air in a way that allows you to act in your truth and just becoming aware of the ways that your inner critic is preventing you from acting in your truth. Like, are you waiting to see how I'm going to do it, for permission to do it that way? Or are you able to act in your own truth? Arms and legs in the air, flat on your back, act in your truth in how your arms and legs want to move right now. No right or wrong way, no better, best, just acting in your own truth. And then when that feels complete, you're going to bend your knees, place your feet flat on the floor, and roll to your side. And make your way up onto all fours. And then you're going to walk your left leg through. And have your hands on either side of your left foot. You might want to put a blanket under your right knee so that you've got extra padding underneath your right knee. And on this side, ask yourself what hurdles might be in the way of you living in your truth. And close your eyes if your balance is okay and really reflect on that question. And then go ahead and switch sides, lean back, take your left leg back and walk your right leg forward. Take your hands on either side of your right foot. And here, close your eyes and turn inwards. If your balance is okay, you could have a chair or a wall here to help you with balance. And ask yourself, is your inner critic in the way of you living in your truth? And then take a step back. You're going to come onto all fours. Take your hands underneath your shoulders, your knees underneath your hips. If your wrists bother you here, you can always come onto fists, or you can come down onto your forearms. And from here, take your left leg straight back and your right arm forward, and then lift your right arm and your left leg. And on this side, ask yourself, how willing are you to act from your truth? And then lower your arm and leg underneath you. And switch sides so your right leg comes back, your left arm comes forward. And then you're going to lift your arm and leg parallel to the ground. And on this side, ask yourself, does my inner critic prevent me from being willing to act in my truth? And then lower your arm and leg down. And you're going to come to a comfortable seated position for our mudra and to receive the teachings for today. So you can sit cross-legged with your hips above your knees so your knees can rest on the ground. Or you can sit in a chair or kneeling on a block. And today we're going to do Chakra Mudra 2. And it's a really simple one, simple in some ways in that it's easy to explain, but my fingers had a little challenge with it. So all you're going to do is interlace all your fingers, and then you make the steeple mudra with your ring fingers, your fourth fingers. And then my baby fingers didn't really want to go back down, or my middle fingers, but that's it. Interlace your fingers, your fourth fingers, your ring fingers. Make the steeple mudra, the tips touch. So that was a little challenging in my hands, but it might be easier in yours, I don't know. And then you hold it at the level of your navel. I'm going to hold it with my ring finger pointing forward. That seems to be most comfortable in my body. And you're going to close your eyes, draw your shoulders back over your hips, your ears back over your shoulders. And prepare yourself to receive the teachings for today. I chose this because it's good to increase your vigor and self-confidence. I felt that was good qualities to take your truth into action. It's centering and grounding as well, which I think to be centered and grounded also helps to, it's a good quality to have to take your truth into action. If you're kind of flitting all over the place and you're ungrounded and unfocused, it's not the kind of qualities you need to go into action. It improves your digestion and assimilation and reduces gas and bloating as well. So it's really good for your third chakra overall. All right. So our members continue to share their stories of how they're interacting with their inner critics in ways that is shedding so much light on our transformational journey with our inner critics. And so I have chosen to share more of their stories with you here today as a way to teach about truth in action today. So today I am sharing Linda and Nicole's stories. And of course, I always share their stories with permission. And I am so grateful that they have given me their permission to share their inner teachers and wisdom with you. So Nicole this week spoke poignantly about the truth of how people come in and out of our lives and how her inner critic has played a role in that for her. Nicole says, people come and go. Very few people are meant to play a permanent role in any one person's life. That's just a part of life. We are to contribute to others what they need and them to us. Those people who choose to walk away when things become difficult get to make that choice for themselves. I have no right to beg and plead with them to stay, especially when I have stood firmly in my own truth and tried my best to act in compassion and loving kindness. This week was different as I allowed my tears to flow as I heard someone slam the door in anger, knowing I had probably just lost another friend forever. For those I have pushed away because of my own fears and insecurities, however, I ask for forgiveness from them and myself. So what stood out for me about Nicole's story is that both Nicole and the people in her life are acting in their own truth. So that's the truth in action. Her critic, who she calls Mean Girl, which I like, kept on telling her that all those people were taken from her for a reason. So I shared with you one story. She spoke of many stories, actually, in our membership community. Her Mean Girl brought up insecurities, frustrations, anger, fear, loneliness, and sadness. However, Nicole also spoke about discernment, detachment, her own truth and action, and how yoga, mantra, and meditation have brought her an underlying peace and faith that all the negatives from her inner critic that she is facing, how they pass too. So another member, Linda, spoke about how she is taking her truth in action with her critic. Linda says, "I have the idea that I live in a quite harmonious way with my inner critic now. After long years of abuse, whipping me up to do more and more, to be more kind, more clever, more lean, etc., my inner critic was always telling me I was never good enough. But that's totally changed, and I am so grateful for that." And for those of you that are members, I would highly recommend that you listen to Linda's Just Like Me interview. Every week I interview one of our members so you can get to know them. And they're always amazing, the interviews. But Linda's story of transformation, I've just got distracted, squirrel. Linda's story of transformation is just beautiful. And you can all listen to it. All of you that are members can listen to it and get a deeper perspective on that there. So Linda says, "Now I can decide at the last moment before going to meet someone or having to do something to take a step back if it's a good thing to do for me." So to me, that was discernment. "And I can decide to say no to the plan." So there's choice. "And like this week," she said, "I had friends coming over to dinner and I had promised to make a certain dish for them." And actually, Linda does all our recipes for us on our membership site. So this is a big deal for Linda to be cooking for people. This is the way she expresses her love to people. And so this is a big deal for her. Those of you who know Linda on our membership site know she makes gorgeous food. The presentation is gorgeous. So this is a big deal. So Linda says, "But that day I could not find the right ingredients. I felt a bit tired and not really in the mood, so I decided to cook a simple meal." So there's a there's discernment and choice and her taking her truth in action again. "They loved it," she said. "I was enjoying the cooking and it was such a good decision for me. It is the intention that counts and not the outcome. It gives me more ease and less stress." So to me, this story shows that Linda decided to connect with her truth and put it into action. She connected with the truth of her energy, the ingredients in her pantry, and decided to make a simpler meal. And in the end, everybody enjoyed themselves. So reflect on these two stories and see how they relate to you and your life, what truth and action means for you with your inner critic. And ask yourself, how are you detaching from your inner critic? Or how is your inner critic affecting your truth and action in your life? How are you connecting to your truth? Are you taking your truth into action, or is your inner critic preventing you from taking truth into action? And go ahead and begin to form an intention for what you want to receive from this yoga class. What is it you're trying to create, sustain, release, or rebirth in your life? Okay, and then begin to deepen your breath, release the mudra from your hands, begin to wiggle and stretch out, and we're going to make our way up to standing. Okay, from standing, we're going to do breath of joy. So from here, the way it works is you inhale, you take your arms straight out in front of you. You inhale a little bit more, you take your arms straight out to the side. You inhale completely, you take your arms all the way overhead. And then you exhale, you bend your knees and you fold forward. Okay, and you do that more quickly. So it's front, side, overhead, exhale. So as you're doing this, ask yourself, what's it like for you to dive into your truth? And how does your inner critic feel about you diving into your truth? Good job. And then make your way up to standing. And then stand with your feet underneath you. Lift and spread your toes. Lengthen your legs long out of your pelvis. Your spine up. Your shoulders over your hips. Your ears over your shoulders. Relax your arms by your side. Close your eyes if you can close your eyes without losing balance. And ask yourself, what's it like for you to act in your truth? Now ask yourself, what does your inner critic say about you acting in your truth in your life? Now, with your eyes closed, take a step off your mat. And ask yourself, what's it like to step off your mat and take action in the world? And just notice what your inner critic is saying about you taking action on your truth in the world. Okay. So now you are going to choose a posture that best expresses the truth of who you are right now, and you're going to do it. So choose a posture that you can do safely in your body that best expresses the truth of who you are right now. And I will wait for you to do it. Okay, if you're not done choosing a posture that expresses the truth of who you are right now, you can pause your video and finish that up. If you are, now I want you to choose a posture that best expresses the truth of who you want to be. This might be the exact same posture. It might not be. And I will wait for you to do that as well. So you may want to pause the video again if I'm not giving you enough time. So choose the posture that best expresses the truth of who you want to be. So as you're doing this posture, just reflect on what it is about this posture that expresses what it is that you want to be. And notice any murmurings of your inner critic that might be coming up that say that that's not what you can be. Tim's participating behind the camera. I'm purposely not doing anything so as to not give any influence over your choices. Yes, ignore mountain pose. Okay, if you're not done that pose, then you can always pause the video and give yourself some more time in your expression of that pose. Particularly, it might be a two-sided pose, right? You need more time. So that's the beauty of video. You can always press pause. Remember that. We're going to continue on, and we're going to do Warrior Three. So with your hands down by your side of your body, stand on your left leg. You can have lots of choices for balance here. You could have your arms out to the side or overhead. I'm going to do this with my arms down by the side of my body. You're going to pivot your whole body over your left leg bone and fold forward. Here you're going to ask yourself, what truth do you want to create in your life? And then we'll go ahead and build that Warrior Three on the other side. Stand on your right leg and pivot your body over your right leg like a teeter-totter. Does your inner critic get in the way of creating the life you want? And then go ahead and make your way back up to standing. And then you're going to need to bring your mat against the wall. And I'll show you how to do legs up the wall. You're going to imagine that my mat is up against a wall here. You're going to put your pelvis right against the wall and your butt right against the edge of your mat. And you're going to swing your legs around so your legs are right against the wall, supported by the wall. If you have any low back issues, then straight legs against the wall could create some strain on your low back, so it would be better for you to have your legs bent on a chair or a couch. If you don't have a wall, you can always put yourself, your pelvis under a block and have your legs suspended in the air like that. That would work as well. And with your legs against the wall, ask yourself, how are you supported in acting in your truth in your life? And then bend your knees, lower your feet to the ground, roll to your side if you're against the wall, and make your way back up to seated. Okay, we're gonna come onto your stomach here. Take your arms straight out in front of you. And then you're going to press into your pelvis and walk your elbows to underneath your shoulders for a Sphinx pose. And ask yourself, in what ways do you open to and act from your truth? And then you can push yourself up to all fours and come into child's pose. And if this doesn't work for you, you can always lie on your back with your knees into your chest. Just notice all the ways that you're detaching from your inner critic. Maybe turning down radio station crazy, turning down the volume, changing the station, making different choices. And then from here, take your right arm and thread it underneath your left arm for a twist in child's pose. And just become aware of all the choices that you're making with your inner critic. And then twist to the other side. So you take your left arm through the right. And then come on back center. And you can make your way down to lying down on your back on your mat for Shavasana. So go ahead and make yourself comfortable. You might want to put a folded blanket rolled up under your mat, under your knees, or a bolster under your knees. If you have any low back discomfort and you don't have those things, you can bend your knees and place your feet flat on the floor. And just rest back to receive and integrate your yoga class now. And I will sit up to give you a short reading now. So this is from Dan Millman, and I chose it because it relates to truth in action for me, and if it resonates for you, great. If not, you can just let it go. This beetle bug keeps coming to visit, so you can go away from my bare feet. Oh, there you go. Okay. Dan Millman says, no matter what we feel or know, no matter what our potential gifts or talents, only action brings them to life. Acting leads to understanding, and action turns knowledge into wisdom. No matter what we feel or know, no matter what our potential gifts or talents, only action brings them to life. Acting leads to understanding, and action turns knowledge into wisdom. So reflect back on today's class on truth in action with your inner critic. And notice what stands out for you. What seems most important? And how does that relate to the rest of your life? What's one small thing you're going to do to take that wisdom that you gain from your insights in this class with you off your mat and into your world this week? How are you going to take your truth into action this week? So gradually allow your breath to deepen. Begin to wiggle and stretch out. Bend your knees. Roll to your right side. And slowly make your way up to seated. Okay, let's finish by offering the benefits of our practice, gathering them in towards ourself first, and then offering them out into the world. Take your left palm, turn it up, your right palm, turn it down. Make space with breath and a sigh. Loka samastas hukino bhavantu. Loka samastas hukino bhavantu. Loka samastas sukino bhavantu. May all beings be happy and free, and may the thoughts, words, and actions of our own lives contribute in some way to the happiness and freedom for all. So thank you so much for joining us for episode 282 of Namaste Yoga. If you like today's show, then subscribe to our channel. Give us a thumbs up. I think you can subscribe right here or here. Yep. And if you are receiving the benefits of this practice and you are finding the Inner Critic series helpful for you and you're enjoying the tools that you're receiving, then you can also show your appreciation by giving a donation. And you can also show your appreciation just by subscribing to our channel and liking it and leaving your comments below here as well. That also helps us a lot too. In the comments today, I would love to hear what pose you chose for what creates, what pose expresses the truth of who you are right now, and what pose expresses the truth of who you want to be. So I'm curious. I'm just a nosy Nelly. So let me know what you posted there. And if you want more help in going deeper with the truth in action in your own life, then you can become a member below. I have one class to recommend from the membership site this week. It's going to make a huge difference. Taking truth in action in the world is all about coming into your legs and your feet. You may have noticed we did a lot of standing postures today. So we have a brand new class on our membership site called Hamstring Rescue, and it brings you the leading edge research in the fields of fascia and connective tissue, neuroplasticity, and brain yoga. And it brings you all the innovation that I'm taking from those fields of research, and I bring it to you. And it helps you with flexibility in your hamstrings, and it does it in a way that gives you greater gains in flexibility and a really simple and easy way using the best tools and props in the fields of fascia and connective tissue. And you should hear what our members are saying about this. It also will help you if you feel like you're always in a rush, running out of time, if you're feeling stressed and anxious. It is also good to help you feel less. It will also help you with menstrual discomfort and back pain. I had a member just this morning, I was reading comments on the membership site, and she said for the first month she didn't have any menstrual pains. So that's amazing. So here's what our members are saying about it. Jane says, I've always had really tight hamstrings. Now I'm wondering if that's why I get up to go to the bathroom so much in the night. Not only did this class very quickly and deeply relax and calm me, my hamstrings became so soft, like putty down my legs rather than a taut elastic band. I was able to hold my foot without a strap with a straight leg, and I've never been able to do that before. My low backs and hips felt like I had been so relaxed and comfortable, and I'm truly quite astounded. Eva said, impressive. I can't believe the effects of this class. My range of motion was improving during the exercises, and my pelvis really sunk into the floor, and also my shoulders. So if you want access to these, I give my best content to my members. If you want access to that, then become a member. And that will definitely help you take action in the world if you have hamstrings like putty. So I'm sending you much love from beautiful British Columbia. May you be as strong as the trees in our forest. We're at beautiful Government House today. May you be as strong as the trees. No, may you be as strong as our mountains. May you be as rooted as the trees in our forest. And may your joy be as deep as our ocean. Om Shanti. Namaste.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.